All right, friends, welcome to today's podcast. And we're going to talk through the month of December, making decisions to get ready for the year ahead, right? And part of that decision making then is deciding that you're going to go all in on a very few parts of your things. And the word decision means to kill off. When you decide to do something, you're saying, hey, I'm going to say no to these things and I'm saying yes to these things. And when you think about the word December and why this is so important to do in the month of December, is because you're subconsciously getting ready for the year ahead. And you start to build in these different habits. And so you have to go there in the mind before you can go there in the body. So subconsciously, you start thinking through these things, right? And I believe now more than ever, because of technology and our phones and the televisions and podcasts and all the different things that we have going on, we don't sit in silence nearly as much. We don't sit and just think and reflect, all right? So that's another one of those decisions I'm trying to help you with today, is giving you permission to really think through this month of December. It is a time of reflection, right? When you think about the word December, it really is, you're transitioning into the new year. In most cultures, December was the month, it was the 10th month actually. And when you think about like December, it's actually like completing projects and completing tasks, and you're doing all these different things to get ready for that next cycle, all right? And so it's the same thing for all of you. Now, what happens in our everyday worlds is most of us work or live in a reactive loop rather than a metacognitive state. And I know that's very fancy words for a PhD, but what that really means is, a reactive loop is when you respond automatically instead of intentionally, right? So when something happens, instead of saying, is this really what I should be doing? You go right into it. Example of that would be as a business owner, you sit down after lunch and you open up your inbox and you said you're going to go do this, and this, and you start doing proactive prospecting, you're going to do some marketing things, but oh my gosh, I got that one email that's in my inbox and now I have to get to that and it's the most important thing and now I'm putting out fires for the next 3 hours, right? I know that's where a lot of us kind of live. And listen, y'all, I get it. Customer support and, handling some of that stuff, it's important. However, that's why a lot of us go through the roller coaster of cycles for our business. All right. And a lot of that is called creative avoidance, is you find creative ways to not do the things that are the hard things. You find creative excuses or permissions to not doing the things that that really you should be doing. Right. So that's that reactive loop versus the metacognitive state, which is like in that exact moment, you have to catch yourself. It's like a bad dog or a bad whatever. It's like in that moment, man, I got to catch myself and I got to think through, is this really what I should be doing right now? And that's how you start to shift habits and change habits long term, right? Is you start thinking about your thinking and then you get intentional with it, all right? So this is a simple framework though that I want you to really start using in this month of December to decide, right? So this is my D list, my DE decision-making list for the month of December to subconsciously get you ready for the year end and going into the next year. Because a lot of people, it's like you're gonna flip the switch, new year, new me, but you didn't go there in the mind before you went there in the body. You just start doing that exercise because, our behavior sciences, our productivity coaches are like, okay, well, it's your new year. And, okay, now it's time to flip the script. And like, that's not really going to happen until you subconsciously start to go there in the mind. All right. So there's four DEs, decision-making processes, that I want you to focus on. Number one is declutter. All right. The fastest way to start going and start flipping the script and going into, this new season is to declutter, right? Just like spring cleaning, like it's so empowering when it's like, okay, what are the things that I don't need? So that could like literally be you go into your closet and you start to declutter it. It's like, what are the things that are currently serving me? What are the things that aren't? And I'm going to go donate these things to the Salvation Army, right? Like that's a really cool exercise to do at this time of the year, right? But it's like declutter is you just simplify. Right? So behavioral sciences call this decision load reduction. The more clutter you hold on to, the more energy that you burn. And you're talking to somebody that is like literally a minimalist, living out of luxury apartments all over the country, 1 week to the next week. Is I live out of 2 suitcases, right? And so I have to force my outfits are pretty easy to make. I have like 3 of everything. I have 3 quarter zips, I have 3 button ups, I have 3 polos, I have 3 t-shirts, 3 pairs of pants. And so part of that is just decluttering, right? It's like, I don't need to make all these different decisions about this one little thing, because this one little thing then creates noise. It creates stress. It creates all these different neurological things that are not serving you, okay? So that's part number one, is declutter, simplify your life, okay? Part number two here in the month of December is decondition, right? So stop behaving in certain ways. When you know better, you should do better. So, you know, once again, it's like catching yourself in the act of doing something that you know you should not be doing. And so instead of continuing on that path, like you have to make a decision, kill off that, you know what? I am not going to do that anymore. Again, that email example from earlier. Hey, when after lunch, when I go get back into the office, instead of opening up my laptop and checking all the different emails, I'm gonna do this. I got my little task list. I got my call list of these 3 to 5 people that I want to make conversations with. Okay. And then maybe you give yourself, you know, back when I was a professor, right, we had office hours. But maybe you give yourself an hour to firefight then every single day because you know you're going to have to do those kinds of things. Okay. So what is triggering those behaviors? All right. I'll give you an example. You know, I drink pre-workout, right? So when I drink my pre-workout, it's typically going to be doing something that's energy focused for me that I need the energy up for, whether it's a podcast or whether it's going to actually work out, right? So in the morning, if I do a pre-workout drink, like the behavior triggers for me should be like, okay, well, you're getting ready to go into the gym sort of a thing. All right. So these are deconditioning ways for you to like, hey, what's working? What isn't working? Right. So you have to start, you know, conditioning yourself just like an athlete would to get your mind ready for what your body is about to do. All right. So decondition yourself. We typically find old ways to go to new bad habits. Okay. We find new ways to go to old bad habits. So this is deconditioning yourself. All right. Number three, DE is detaching yourself, right? So stop trying to be all things for all people. Stop attaching your emotions and your feelings to people pleasing, for instance. That's my example of this, right? So the word detach, every person has a finite energy budget. We only have so much good energy to give every single day. All right. So stop depleting your good energy. Stop trying to make everybody happy. Stop giving your leftover crumbs to your own self and really the task and the things that you know that mean the most to you, right? So set those boundaries. You know, ask yourself, is the reward worth the sacrifice? And then from there, you have to detach yourself from trying to make everybody else happy within that moment. So that's detaching. And then part number four is defining, right? So, you know, you could probably say this might be one of those things that you actually do number one, but you have to define what are the things that are most important to you, right? Is this getting me closer to my goals? Have I clearly defined the plan that I want to do? Am I fitting within those parameters, right? So the brain thrives when you're meeting those expectations, those dopamines, right? The adrenaline, the hormones, you know, all the different things that are going into decision-making process. When you start getting on the path and you start doing the heavy lifting that's required to be successful, naturally, you're going to become more confident. Naturally, you're going to have more energy. When you go in the opposite direction, then actually you're going to go the other way, right? So clarity is a performance enhancer. So you have to define the things that really matter the most for you. And this is especially important, once again, as a solopreneur, where, hey, you know what? One day I got to be, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Smooth, where it's customer service focus. One day it's going to be, oh my gosh, I'm a marketer today. I got to really put on my marketing hat. What am I doing to make myself more attractive as a small business, right? Maybe one day it's like, hey, it's full on prospecting mode, follow-up mode. And I just got to constantly bump and nudge and ask people for the business or why we're not working together, right? So getting clarity around the things that matter the most. And this is especially important now for you as a solopreneur. And when you start to really get on the right path with all of this, it's going to reduce, eliminate the stresses and the anxieties and the procrastination. And you're going to wake up with that clear plan of attack and go through it with all of these, all right? So I hope I wasn't like, you know, overly nerdish on this podcast episode, but I did want to get into more of the behavioral sciences of December. December meaning it's a month of, you know, getting ready for transition. It's a month for bringing things to a close. It's a month to decide what's best serving you and what isn't. It's a time for reflection. All right. So these four DEs is something that I like to do every 90 days where I declutter, I decondition my habits, I detach myself from emotions of things that are no longer serving me or things that are no longer working for me. And then I define the things that matter the most to me in the future. And then I'm either getting closer to those different things or I'm getting further away. And again, this month is a great time to do this exercise because you start to subconsciously go there in the mind and you start to think through these different things, right? Rather than, hey, it's January 1, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to flip the switch. And that's not going to always be the case, all right, for all of us. So when January arrived, you're not scrambling to set these different goals like everybody else. You're already ahead. So that's why this month of December is a great time to do these four delistings, these four decisions to kill off. So then that way you get closer to your bigger future. As always, I appreciate you guys logging into the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. Every week I try to come into your life with something that I believe will help you personally and or professionally. And if you are looking for coaching in 2026, or you're looking for an accountability partner for 2026, or you're looking for different upgrades or ways that you're going to better be more productive in 2026, please go to 90daysales.com. Check out our 90-day sales bootcamp where you get direct access to myself and other people in our coaching program, or go to accountablecrm.com, which is really our accountability software that's going to help you go out there and elevate your sales, your service, your marketing, all this as a mindset. Thank you guys so much.